This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Put in the code QUEST. And you will get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, even more sales. Oh yes, Black Friday's coming. We have some Ubisoft news, and we got to start with World of Warcraft, because Team Liquid now has the world first on Mythic Tendril Sage Swift. They finally got them down. So according to Wowhead, they used two tanks, that's Protection Paladin and Blood Death Knight Knight, four healers, two Disc Priests, one Mistweaver Monk, and one Holy Paladin, seven melee, one Fury Warrior, one Enhancement Shaman, two Assassination Rogues, two Havoc Demon Hunters, and one Feral Druid, seven Ranged, one Demonology Warlock, one Arcane Mage, three Beast Mastery Hunters, and two Augmentation Evokers. So congratulations to them for getting this far. And that was 14 hours ago. But that's their progress. Now I think they're on to the last boss. But .esports did say for the next expansion, some WoW players are creating a layout for the capital that is a neutral city. So, yes, we know the three expansions are coming because of what happened there at BlizzCon. But players now have some opportunities to look into the future, and they will start thinking about which way Blizzard might go with it. So somebody went up on the subreddit, and they did draw up a map with a neutral city in it. In fact, they looked at Silvermoon with the rebuilt ruins of the Alliance-friendly High Elves. That's the ruins of Silvermoon. And the east side of Silvermoon will have the Horde-friendly Blood Elves. Now, the original poster has username Oliver21417 to draw up the Horde side and the Blue side, the Alliance side of the city. So what are they going to do about the Dead Scar, if that happens? Thoughts abound. But that's not the only maps that are out for World of Warcraft. No! PC Gamer did say that the 19th anniversary World Boss locations are available. I'm not going to say what they are. So here's what you're going to do. We have the link in our show notes. The GQDN show notes. So yes, if you become a Patreon, you can join our Discord. Tell me, as Joe, Medros, or Golvin, and we could let you in to look at the GQDN show notes. They are there. So if you want to know where they're at, there is a way. Well, maybe there's a way in for some account merging in Overwatch. ESTNN did say that some people are having a problem, but they know how to fix it. So if you do have an account with Blizzard for Overwatch 2, and you have a problem, well, you know that Overwatch 2 is on different platforms. And that is one of the reasons why some people want to use their existing accounts on all of the platforms. But you need to link the accounts. And that's a process that has several steps to it. So as a result, there's a lot of users to get the account merge pending of the Overwatch 2 problem. So usually this happens when there's a different console account that is linked before you want to play with. So if you link your console to the account, then that's what you can do. Have your password, your account information that goes to the console. Now, you might encounter some cooldowns. If you do, you won't be able to link your account and could get the account merge pending Overwatch 2 problem. And the customer support department will not be able to lift those regulations. Now, let's say you had the wrong third-party account. So, if you did that with the wrong third-party account, you can remove the connections from your Battle.net through your Steam account, your Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, or Nintendo Switch account. So if you go to the account management page and select connections, you can choose the account you want to remove and select disconnect. So there you go. Now, we go to VG247, and it looks like Fortnite's going to go back to 2004 because Eminem might show up there. because at Marshall Mathers, Eminem on X did say, calling all grandmas 12.2. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So he might be going there. We'll see. Now, according to Engadget.com, Ubisoft did suspend its advertising on X, and the company did confirm that to PC Gamer and Axios, and it did pause advertising on the website. But they're not the only one doing that. IBM, Apple, Disney, Paramount, Warner Brothers, and Sony, and Comcast are all doing that too. Lionsgate pulled the ads, and they were saying that that's because Elon Musk had a tweet. Now, Axios did say that Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Nexus VR did show up on X, but Linda Yacarno did publish a statement, and she said, quote, while some advertisers have temporarily paused investments because of a misleading article, the data will tell the real story. Because of all for us who work at X, we've been extremely clear about our efforts to combat anti-theism and discrimination, as there's no place for it anywhere in the world. Now, Eurogamer did say that the Prince of Persia remake is getting an update, a very brief update, that is. And Ubisoft did give a brief update about the Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, which has some trouble about trying to get a release date. So they were supposed to come out in 2021, but it did not. But the development, what Ubisoft did say last night, had, quote, passed an important internal milestone. Development is progressing. We look forward to sharing more in the future. In fact, Prince of Persia yesterday said up on X, quote, 20 years ago, one of the most heroic tales in video games was released, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. As you know, the passionate team of Ubisoft MTL is reimagining this legendary story, and we're glad to announce today that what the project has passed is an important internal milestone, and development is progressing. We look forward to sharing more in the future. We shall see what happens. Now, the Knights of the Old Republic may be coming after all. GamesRadar.com did say that. In fact, they're talking about Jason Schreier's X account, because he said, quote, can't say whether or not Knights of the Old Republic remake will ever actually come out, but yes, two people from Saber Interactive tell me they're still on it, despite recent rumors that nobody is working on the game. Saber took the project from Asper last year, and Bloomberg reported then. So, earlier this week, the Game Mess Mornings host Jeff Grubb did say that the Knights of the Old Republic remake was dead at Saber Interactive because Sony did pull the funding on the remake, but maybe not. Okay, now we need to get to some sales. Okay, Black Friday's coming. So we're gonna start with IGN because Green Gaming is doing some sales with like Steam codes and all that stuff. So what you're gonna have to do is go to greengaming.com to check out the sales. Right now, it's Horizon Zero Dawn, it's a Steam account, and right now that's at 75% off, along with quite a few other games. Big, big titles. So go check that out if you can. They also said that Walmart has some deals of themselves. And since it's Walmart, you got some TV deals. You got a 43-inch on an 1080p LED smart TV for $98. Some of the bigger ones, 75-inch at $488, which is 4K. Mm-hmm. And of course, the consoles are also on sale. For PlayStation, we already told you $500, and that's for the slim models. Nintendo Switch, $349. That's with the OLED Super Smash Bros., $299 with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Bundle, and $200 with Nintendo Switch Lite with the Animal Crossing New Horizon Bundle. But Xbox said, to heck with you all, because they are 23% off. $439 for Xbox Series X, $249 for Xbox Series S. Oh, by the way, Series S has 3 months Game Pass Ultimate with it. And there's a lot of games on sale too. By the way, the Xbox Series X, that's a Diablo 4 bundle at $439. So yeah, there are a lot of games that are on sale too. All the controllers are all on sale, $49 for PlayStation, $45 are for Xbox. MetaQuest 2 is also at $249, and they also have some laptops for sale, along with some other cool gear for sale. So you can go check that out. That's at your local Walmart. Now, if you want a little help with your Steam Deck docks, Rock Paper Shotgun says you can get one for $30. That's a Syntec docking station, and it's $30. So yeah, go check that out. Oh, there's some other gaming deals. That's under $100 as well. And Polygon.com did say that the Backbone UBC or USB-C phone controller is at $70. Of course, some of the Mega games like God of Ragnarok, Final Fantasy 16 are all on sale. If you want some PlayStation DualSense wireless controllers, they're $50 at Amazon. You can check out the different games there as well, along with the Samsung 9990 Pro SSD with heatsink. That's $90. It's 1 terabyte at $90. 2 terabytes at $140. And of course, once again, you got Nintendo Switch stuff too. But if you like sitting down for your games, you might want to get this gaming chair from GamesRadar.com. There is a gaming chair. There's a Corsair TC100 Relaxed. That was $250, and now it's $189 at Best Buy. So go check that out if you want a gaming chair. It's quite colorful, but IGN did say that Xbox Series X and S sales did collapse there in Europe. Yep, sorry, I ended on a bad note. That's my fault. But hey, it happens. Right now, even Nintendo Switch had a 20% drop in sales year over year. But Series X and S has seen a 52% drop in sales. PlayStation 5 sales are up. Switch sales are up too, by 10%. But Xbox sales are down by 20%. Well, it is more what you have you done for me lately. But we do this for you. This is the last one for the week, guys. No show Saturday. Hey, it is the American Thanksgiving holiday. So, if you're in America, stay safe out there. Big travel day tomorrow. Thanksgiving. So everybody, go grab that turkey. Go check us out at Don Forge, because we are a Don Forge production. 2023. All rights are reserved. Turkey Day tomorrow, people. Gobble, gobble.